Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you are a new listener, we pray that the Lord blesses you. And just to let you know, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. But before we get into the message that God has placed on my heart, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we come to you, Lord, now, and we're asking that for your presence during this time together. We pray for the empowering of the Holy Spirit, Lord, not only on the delivery of the word, but Lord, for all that you have listening, that the Holy Spirit would so anoint our hears, our ears, our spiritual hearing, that we would be able to apply the truth of God's word to our own lives. Lord, we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but faith without works is dead. And so, Father, it's not just a matter of hearing spiritual things or teaching, but Lord, it has to be appropriated and applied in our lives in a way that will cause that truth to become alive, living. Jesus is the word of life. He's the bread of life. And Father, we know that we must respond to whatever the Holy Spirit is ministering to us, whether it's conviction, whether he's drawing us, whether he's revealing truth. And so, Father, we pray that our spiritual awareness, our spiritual eyes would be open, that we could see greater things, more wondrous things out of thy law. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We believe, Lord, it is the inerrant, absolute truth of God, that the principles of God, the dynamics, the character of how he chooses to deal with man, you've given it to us for a guide, a blueprint, if you will, in this Christian life. So, Father, open up your word, open our hearts. And Father, also, now I do pray for those who are listening, Lord, those who have been embattled by the enemy. Lord, we thank you that you have given us power over all power of the enemy. And so, Father, we stand upon the reality, the truth of your word. Lord, we bind, we come against the works of darkness, and we loose the anointing of God to destroy every yoke of bondage, of hindrance, of discouragement, of oppression. And Father, we thank you for your truth, which will set us free. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord, I was going to go in another direction, but the Lord placed a message which I've entitled Stop Kicking to share with you, to lay a foundation, introduction, perhaps this broadcast, and we'll go on and let the Lord develop the truths that he would have us learn and apply to our lives. And to do so, we're going to look at a wonderful man of God, the Apostle Paul. I don't know about you, but as we think and as we read the experiences of those that are the life experience of those that are detailed in the Bible, you may have some favorites that you really want to meet. Well, the Apostle Paul is certainly one that I would very much love to meet and listen to. The truths that God revealed to this man were so powerful, were so amazing. He revealed, I mean, God used this man to preach the most of the New Testament. And so he had experiences in his life that we can greatly learn from, the theology, the understanding that he had of his own experiences with God are so profound. And so my purpose in sharing this is to release you into the truth of the Lord. And one thing I should say is that God, being the sovereign Lord, reserves the right, takes that right to deal differently with each one of us. He knows each one of us as unique creations of his hands. He knew us before the foundation of the world. He chose the time in which you were to be born. And those of us alive right now, as difficult as we might find this age in which we're living, he purposed for us to be alive now because he has a plan and destiny for our lives. And so let's now go to the book of Acts, and I'll be sharing some passages so we can see how God chose to deal with this man who brought so much truth to the church. And the reason for doing this is that there are principles in his life that we need to lay hold of. And so let's go to Acts, the 8th chapter, and I'll start reading at verse 1. Saul was consenting unto his death. Of course, that references the death of Stephen, the first martyr. At that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were scattered abroad during the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Those original apostles stayed in Jerusalem, and of course, sometimes we all have to be encouraged, if you will, by the Lord. He'll use circumstances. But until that time, they were just staying in Jerusalem. What was the Great Commission? The last words of Jesus, you know, preach in Jerusalem, go into Judea, Samaria, the uttermost ends of the earth. And so it took persecution to get the disciples out. And in verse 3 of that chapter, it says, as for Saul, who was present at the martyrdom of Stephen, he made havoc of the church. Entering, did you notice it's not plural? He was the church, the body of Christ. It's not a building or edifice. He made havoc of the church, entering into every house. They were meeting in homes and hailing men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. And then, as we go over in to chapter 9, that first chapter, it says, Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. I mean, he had what he felt was a mission from God. He was going to stamp out those who were called by the way. They were called the way, and in Antioch, they were known first as Christians, but he was set against them. He was full of fury and zeal. He desired of the high priest to have that authority to go to Damascus because he knew the believers were fleeing. And if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And this was his intent. This was his purpose. And so his personal testimony was that he was fervent, and as we read the book of Acts, he has various opportunities to share his testimony, and he shares exactly what he was like, that he was zealous, he was as of the law, faultless, he was a Pharisee, and he was zealous for the teachings that had been delivered to the Jews, the Mosaic covenant, the old law. He was absolutely fervent and strict concerning that teaching that had been entrusted to the Jews. And so, what do we see as we read further in chapter 9? It says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, didn't quite get there yet, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And it's interesting that the persecution that was coming against the church, Jesus took personally. At the great white throne judgment, he says to the believers, to the unbelievers, what you did to the least of my brethren, you did unto me. That beautiful identification in love with his people. And so Saul is, you know, he's astounded. And he says, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, that very name he hated, whom thou persecutest, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He was at that point so shaken, so convinced by this very profound experience, he knows it's God. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city, Damascus, it shall be told what thou must do. And again, that's the principles of the Lord. As we read scripture diligently, we see that a lot of times God does not give an advance plan for the next month and year. He just says, do this one thing, and then when you obey that, more truth, more direction will be given to you. You know, that is one of the principles of God. And so he says, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And, you know, I want to take this time. Well, let's just go this direction. I want to take a little rabbit trail, if you will, regarding the various versions of the Bible. As for those who have listened for any length of time, you know that my Bible is the authorized King James. There's a beauty, there's an authenticity in it. It is the English translation for English-speaking people that the Holy Spirit has used for hundreds of years, since the early 16th century, when King James ordered the translation of it. And so there is not only a beauty to it, yes, there's these and thous, but that should not be a hindrance to a modern reader. And we want to see some very important truths as we, I'll have to pause here, but we will go into tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to learn some what I feel are important things to understand regarding the Word of God. But at this point, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And as I always do, if you have prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. God has raised this ministry up through my late husband in 1965, and we've been in full-time ministry and on daily radio since that day. So I invite you to write. I will pray for you personally, and whatever God speaks to my heart to send, I know it will be a blessing and encouragement to you. The announcer will give you our contact information. If you email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you would like a personal answer, I ask you to enclose your mailing address that I might respond personally to you. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.